Hi,
Hello.
how are you?
Hi, Kaya. I'm great. Thank you for asking. How are you doing today?
Very, very good. I'm happy to connect with you. Sorry, I'm just leaving the grocery store.
No, not a problem at all. And I hope you're free right now.
Yes, yes, I am. I'm heading to my car, so it'll be a little bit quieter for me to speak with you.
Perfect.
Yeah, so thank you so much for asking for this call. Really want to make sure everything's super clear and, you know, sometimes hard with emails.
Absolutely. I completely understand. And I, in my opinion as well, I think it's better to, you know, talk over the phone call and communicate just the main parts of that. Everything is clarified. And other than that, you just need to relax. All your work is now dependent on me, and I will be making sure to getting it done for you. So don't worry about it. Other than that, I wanted to, you know, have a little bit of a conversation with you regarding the drafts as well. And I have already shared the revision for the book cover. As you said, that it's really similar to the reference picture that you shared with me. So what I had in mind to, you know, innovate it in a better way was that either I could, I told the designers to create two different mock-ups, right? Okay. So in the two different mock-ups, there will be, you know, the elements of the bright colors that you had shared with us. And I told them to, you know, change the color a bit and change. Do you want the girl as it is on the cover, just by the way?
Did you say the girl?
Yeah, on the cover.
Yeah, I like her. I think she's super cute. I'm just concerned about, like I said, any kind of copyright violation of the other cover, and like I noticed that her eyes are exactly the same as the eyes from the girl on the you know, the Fantastic Elastic Brain. So I just feel like anything that they did that is exactly the same, we need to change. You know, the word brain is exactly the same. Those eyes, the coloring with the like Starburst kind of thing.
Yeah.
The font that they use for Mirror Mirror is exactly the same as the font from Fantastic. Like, I love it. I wish I could just say, yes, that's my perfect cover.
Yeah.
Because I think they did a wonderful job, and it's amazing, but I can't, you know.
I understand. So again, I'm sorry?
Oh, I was just saying, I can't, copy exactly someone else's design. So that was the only thing about the girl was her eyes. Specific eye shape you know, as well, and it's like just very obvious that it's exactly from the other thing.
I understand. So, again, as I said, I have asked them to provide me with two different mock-ups, and in those two different mock-ups, I will make sure to have those bright color elements. And other than that, I will, you know, try to, you know, change, as you said, I will try to change the features of the girl that is on the book cover, and we will try to, you know, maybe like place the heading of the book a little differently, or maybe the author's name or something that will look a little different. So don't worry about it. The designers are already working on it. Yeah, please.
The main things that I would say need to be different are the font that Mirror Mirror is written in. It like is exactly the same as the font from Fantastic from that other cover. So that font needs to be slightly different. Brain, although I love that it looks like that, it's exactly the same as the other cover. So I don't know if they can incorporate, you know, the concept of brain in there somehow, but without using that exactly. And then the girl is great, but change her eyes because that's like exactly like the other one. And then the color of the cover, because it's also pretty much exactly like the other one, maybe we need to go with a different color. Like maybe we could still use the kind of Starburst concept, but maybe go with like a turquoisey, shades of turquoisey, like the I don't know if you're looking at it right now, but the way the color of the words on the, it's sort of a turquoise color. Maybe we make the cover that color, and you know, on the some different color.
Perfect. Yeah.
Or I'm open to other color concepts as well. I just don't want to do, you know, I want it to be gender neutral.
Yeah.
So that bluey, turquoisey kind of color could be good. So mm-hmm. those are a few thoughts. And then I actually wanted to add one thing, if I may. If you look at the Fantastic Elastic Brain cover, it has on the top right, it mm-hmm. says the Growth Mindset book. And I was looking at it, and it does, you know, it's got Vaikya Roman on the left. It kind of needs something on the right. And also I'm realizing Mirror, Mirror on the Brain doesn't really let people know what it is. So what I would like, and I can put this in an email to you as well, is for it to say the Empathy book and be in a little heart. And that would go on the right-hand side, like to balance out where it says Vaikya Roman on the left. On the right, mm-hmm. it'll say the Empathy book and a little heart.
Got it. I will share these revisions with the designer, and I will make sure that something they create something very similar to that. All right?
Oh, amazing. So exciting. And then I'm guessing that means they're going with this girl as, like, the main character throughout the illustrations in the book. She's super cute.
Mm-hmm. Got it. And other than that, I wanted to, you know, talk to you about the drafts. The last email that you sent me, that you wanted the drafts to be laid out with the illustrations, right? So
I think it'll be so much easier that way because it's really hard, these Word documents, the spacing keeps getting messed up when we pass it back and forth.
I understand, but the process that we really follow is that, Kaya, that we first work on the drafts, then we work on the illustrations completely. Once the illustrations are finalized, then we align the drafts with the illustrations. That is a little bit easier process for us to follow because, again, back and forth, we need to, you know, in this case, if we work on the drafts with the illustration, that is going to be a lot of hassle to, you know, go to the illustrator, get it all sorted. If the illustration is, you know, if the illustration requires any sort of revision, then it's going to stretch a little bit longer. So it's completely your choice. If you still want me to, you know, get the illustrations laid out with the draft, I can get that done. But again, if there is any revision, if there is anything wrong with the illustrations, it might stretch the draft work for a longer period of time, which can maybe stretch the project a little bit. So that's why I wanted your opinion on this, and I wanted to confirm it with you. What do you want me to do so that we can proceed further with that?
Thanks for asking. So if you see my mock-up of my concept of the illustrations and how the words work with the illustrations, I think it'll be, I don't know, my feeling is that it's important for the illustrator to know that the words are working around the illustrations. Otherwise, they can't really make the illustrations properly because the illustrations, they go with the words. So
I'm sorry, I got a little confused.
Oh, okay.
Can you just repeat it once again?
Sure. Okay, so, you know, I sent my bad drawing of the whole book laid out with my bad version of the illustrations and with the words, showing how the words would kind of wrap around the illustration. And so my concept is that the illustrators need to see that and work with that so that they're making the illustrations work with the words because that's just how this book is. It's not like the illustrations are separate from the words. They're integrated with the words.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I completely understand your point. Again, if you want, okay, I got your point. Now, what I will be doing right now is, Kaya, that we will first start off with the illustrations, all right? Now, I will make sure to get these aligned together and share the draft with you with the illustration, but first then we will have to start with the illustrations. Will that be all right?
Yeah, it's totally fine. And, you know, Ella, unlike other people that might be working on a very tight time frame, I'm actually not on any kind of tight time frame. I mean, of course, I want to just keep moving the project along, but it's more important to me that it's perfect. And,
no, absolutely. No, that's what we also want.
Yeah. And I just feel like with the words, with the copy, saying like, oh, do you want this space here or there? It just feels like a waste of time to be talking about the spacing in a Word document when the spacing is really going to be based on where the words are placed around the illustration. Does that make sense to you?
I understand. Don't worry about it. I just wanted to, you know, make the process clear because I don't want you to, you know, wait on the drafts with the laid out illustration. There's a process. Obviously, we were also, you know, a tied off illustration. Illustrators up there in the production, but now because one of the illustrators that we had fell really sick, and now she's on a leave. So that is why there are only two or three illustrations, and we have a lot of projects to take care of. So that's why, you know, it might get stretched. But don't worry, I will get this sorted for you, and I will get this aligned. And again, just to repeat the process, I will first be delivering you the illustration. And once you approve of it, it could be anything, you know. There could be any minor revisions, any color change, any font change, anything that you need it to look perfect. So that is why we ask for a little bit more time with the illustration. Other than the drafts are something that is just needs to be, you know, fixed grammatically, or the sentence needs to be fixed. So that's a really minor change. But for the illustration, you know, anything if the client does not like it, in that case we might have to start from scratch, you know. Even though you have provided us all of the ideas, all of the references, and I will try my best to get this worked out in the first place, and provide you with the best illustration so that you are happy with them. Once you approve of it, I will get that added to the draft and share with you the illustration plus draft laid out. All right?
Okay. Yeah, that sounds great. So when I see the illustrations, will I see them with the copy, with the words laid out, or will I just see the picture?
Yeah, first you will just receive the picture. Once it's approved, I will share it with the team, and they will add it to the draft. I hope I make sense now, right?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, we'll figure it out as we go along, but as long as they're making the illustrations with the idea of how the words are going to fit around the illustration.
Got it. I understand, and I will have a word with the team as well regarding this. If anything else is required, I'll definitely get back to you. Don't worry about it.
Okay. So you're saying one of your illustrators is sick and on leave. So what kind of a time frame do you anticipate?
For each illustration?
No, just for the whole project in general.
Again, for each illustration, I would say, you know, I would ask for 5 to 7 working days. But again, I will try my best to get this expedited into 4 to 5 working days. But other than that, 5 to 7 working days is a time frame that we give to our clients for each illustration. But again, if there is any particular deadline that you want me to work on, you can let me know. Feel free to let me know, and I will try to, you know, incorporate that timeline and get that worked out. But again, we really... you know, tell our customers that I'm sure that you want quality over, you know, quantity, and you want the quality of the work to be obviously perfect, right? So that is why we don't recommend to rush. But again, if you have any particular deadline in mind, you can let me know, and I will try to work that out for you.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much. And each illustration, I have like 20 or something? How many illustrations would you say that I have?
Let me give it a count. I'm not really sure. Just stay with me online.
Okay. Because I don't know if you count each page to be an illustration or each little image or, yeah, just not sure which.
Yeah, I think each image will be count. So basically, you have really small illustrations on both the pages, right? So it's not going to be a problem. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12. You have 12 pages in total. And if you, like, double it, because these are, like, two pages aligned together, So 12 into 2 is 24. So you have 24 pages in total with illustrations.
So then are we looking at 24 weeks and then production time? And so am I kind of looking at like 6 more months?
No, not 6 more months. Again, look, now I, for the 5 to 7 working days, I would say like, you know, I will make sure to get the 2 pages completed. So like around like a month, I'm not giving you a perfect time deadline right now. So don't get me wrong. I don't want to give you any false commitments. but yeah. I'm not the illustrator as well, so I can't really tell how much work needs to be put in into each illustration, because I can also see on one page there's just 4 small characters. So I think that might take less of time. So it really depends on the work that is required into it, and I have already shared with all of this with the illustrator. After this call, I will go and have a word with them, and I will let them know the whole process so that they can also give me a time frame. All right? So, and once they give me the time frame, maybe we can get this wrapped up earlier than we expected. But again, I need their word first, and then I will confirm you that, you know, how long will it take.
Okay, all fabulous.
Right. Sounds great.
Thank you so much. I'm going to put a few notes on the cover in an email to you as well.
Sounds great.
But I really appreciate it. Thank you so much for taking great care of this project.
No problem at all. Again, if there is any confusion, any clarity that you may need, you have my phone number, and feel free to call me anytime. All right?
Okay. Thank you, Ella. Take care. Have a beautiful day.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.